Soccer isn't just the world's most beloved sport. It's an extraordinary laboratory for testing economic theories. When half of humanity tunes in to watch World Cup finals, they're witnessing not only athletic prowess, but also a rich data set of human behavior under pressure. Think about it. Where else could you find such perfectly documented decision-making with clear incentives and measurable outcomes? While traditional economists might study markets through abstract models, soccer provides real-world scenarios where theories can be tested with remarkable precision. The penalty kick alone, that heart-stopping moment when kicker faces goalkeeper, represents perhaps the purest application of game theory ever discovered. What makes soccer particularly valuable is its universal language. When Palestinian militants in Gaza pause political discussions to celebrate Manchester United's victory, we glimpse how this game transcends boundaries in ways few other human activities can. Soccer triumphed over competing ideologies by offering something deeper, a sense of belonging, tradition, and shared experience that connects billions across cultural divides. Imagine making a split-second decision with millions watching and your team's fate hanging in the balance. This is the penalty kick, invented in Northern Ireland in 1890 and initially opposed by traditionalists. What makes this moment fascinating is how perfectly it embodies game theory principles. With the ball traveling from penalty spot to goal in just 0.3 seconds, faster than human reaction time, both kicker and goalkeeper must commit simultaneously without knowing the other's choice. This creates the ideal testing ground for John von Neumann's Minimax theorem, which predicts players should adopt mixed strategies that make opponents indifferent between choices. Analysis of over 9,000 professional penalties confirms this theory. Elite players behave almost exactly as game theory predicts. Their success rates when shooting left, right, or center are statistically identical, around 75% to 80%, with genuinely random sequences. In the 2008 Champions League final, Chelsea's Nicolas Anelka ignored game theory insights about Manchester United goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar's tendencies, costing his team the trophy. Can laboratory experiments predict high-stakes behavior? Soccer provides an ideal test case. When Spanish La Liga professionals participated in experiments mirroring penalty kicks, their behavior aligned remarkably with game theory predictions. Goalkeepers deviated just 2% from optimal strategies, while kickers showed only 5% to 7% deviation. These elite professionals demonstrated true randomization abilities that typical subjects lack. Their decision patterns were indistinguishable from computer-generated random sequences, avoiding common biases like the gambler's fallacy. However, this transfer isn't universal. Players from less competitive leagues like Major League Soccer showed significant deviations. Nearly half failed to equate payoffs across strategies, and 60 to 70% displayed clear patterns in their decisions. Many MLS players admitted they would use predictable strategies. The difference stems from European leagues' longer histories, greater financial incentives, and competition against equally skilled opponents, creating a virtuous cycle where strategic skill develops through optimal competition. Laboratory experiments can predict field behavior, but only when both the experimental design and subject population closely match real-world conditions. What happens in our brains during strategic decisions? Using MFRI technology with subjects playing the penalty kick game, researchers discovered the left inferior prefrontal cortex correlates with equalizing payoffs across strategies, while the right inferior region relates to generating random sequences. Successful strategic players show increased activation in both regions simultaneously. This bilateral activation suggests effective strategic thinking requires harmonious interaction between different cognitive processes, like an orchestra where multiple sections must play in coordination. Poor performers typically show imbalanced activation. These findings reveal specific brain regions handling different aspects of strategic thinking, with damage to either region impairing decision-making abilities. By connecting game theory with observable brain activity, researchers are beginning to understand the biological foundations of strategic thinking, potentially explaining why some people naturally excel at strategic planning while others struggle. Have you ever wondered why some teams crumble under pressure while others strive? Penalty shootouts offer a natural experiment for studying this phenomenon. When teams remain tied after regulation and extra time, a coin toss determines shooting order, creating a randomized experiment with enormous stakes. Analysis of 1,001 shootouts reveals a significant advantage. Teams kicking first win about 60% of the time, regardless of team quality. This pattern extends beyond soccer. NBA players perform better when ahead, golfers hit birdie putts less accurately than similar par putts, and chess players with white pieces win approximately 60% of matches. These findings show how randomly determined order creates psychological pressure, disadvantaging the second team, who faces performance pressure knowing they must score to stay alive. For fairer competitions, researchers propose using the Pruhet-Thrumore sequence, ABA-BABA, rather than strict alternation. This mathematical sequence continuously reverses previous patterns, nearly eliminating first-mover advantage in experimental tests. Soccer betting markets provide economists with an ideal laboratory for studying market efficiency. The clean halftime break allows continuous betting while play stops, creating a perfect opportunity to examine information processing. Betting exchanges like Betfair function similarly to stock exchanges, with continuous price discovery. The average match sees over $6 million staked, trading at $527 per second during play. When goals occur just before halftime, cusp goals, researchers can observe whether prices respond immediately, efficient, or drift during the break, inefficient. Evidence strongly supports market efficiency. Prices incorporate news so rapidly that profitable trading on any potential price drift becomes impossible. Even goals scored in the final minute before halftime see near instantaneous price adjustments. This efficiency contrasts with mixed findings in financial markets, which typically struggle to determine when news breaks. The betting market's clean separation between event time and trading time helps researchers distinguish between efficient game-related drift and potentially inefficient price movements. Research also shows sophisticated market responses to red cards, injuries, and substitutions, all triggering rapid price adjustments that reflect their expected impact on outcomes. This suggests that when information is clear, markets achieve remarkable efficiency in price discovery. Research on soccer referees demonstrates how social pressure affects supposedly impartial decision-making. Referees internalize spectators' preferences, particularly when determining injury time, a quantifiable measure that should depend only on observable events. Clear bias patterns emerge. Referees add 35% more injury time when home teams trail by one goal, but 29% less when they lead. In full stadiums, this bias doubles compared to half-empty venues. When away fans reach 20%, the bias decreases by nearly 50%. Crowd size matters significantly. Each standard deviation increase in attendance raises home bias by 20%. The effect intensifies in stadiums with steeper stands, where fans are closer to the field. Elite clubs receive 25% more favorable injury time decisions than mid-table teams. These findings extend to other professional contexts, where judges, doctors, and teachers may unconsciously internalize preferences of those around them. Effective institutional design can mitigate such biases through distance between decision-makers and interested parties, diverse perspectives, and accountability mechanisms.